Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Federica Scarpa from the 38th edition of the Lovers Film Festival, and today I'm in company of Nick LaPierre, director of Astro in the Real Lovers competition. Hello, Nicky.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So, first of all, how would you introduce your film Astro to our audience?
I think Astro is autofiction, somewhere lost between documentary and wannabe fiction. And it's a story on love and death and how you can cope with the fact of losing someone even though they're not physically gone.
I know that this film has a very long development, let's say. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, I took me 7 years to make Astro. 7 years because between the idea that popped out and the ending touch on the editings, I went through my real first breakup as well, which occurs with one of the persons that was my main supporter of the film, that has actually apparition in the movie, because we left together to the US and Australia to shoot one part of the movie. Some of the archive parts are from there. And then when we came back from that trip, we decided that our story was going to end. And I actually experienced the breakup of the character. So it was a lot of like going back and forth between real life and like story life.
It's like meta cinema inside cinema.
Yeah, completely. It was super meta doing the film. It's super meta watching it also because it has my voice pre-transition in it, and I'm under testosterone since 1 year, so my voice is starting to change, and it's really like odd for me to hear my voice in like surrounded and be like, oh wow, we've met like a long way. I'm not sad anymore and I'm like in love again. But then yet I'm not considering myself as a girl. So it's like, yeah, it's very meta.
In fact, I was wondering watching the film that, yes, 7 years to make a film, it's a very long time. And in 7 years, as a person, you grow up a lot. And with you, the film grows up, right? Yeah. And how do you think you're a different director too from the beginning?
I'm definitely not the same director because, first of all, it was the first time that I was making a movie. I've never made a short movie before I did Astro, because I come from a photographic background. And so it has, when I started working, I was not really taking into consideration the, let's say, the trauma that people would bring on set, for example. And this is something that I, in like the first 4 years, when I reshoot with the main actress, we talked about it a lot. We reflected on the first year of shooting. And I understood that what the actress puts in a movie is like they give themselves to a project, and as a director you don't own it. Like you own the image and like somehow the story, but you don't own the emotion. And I think that's one of the most important thing I've learned as a director in 7 years, is to really take in consideration the feelings of the person that are on set. And it's very common to have directors that like oversteps that, so for like the good of the movie, which I think we tried not to do with Astro. As we were such a small team, we could communicate a lot.
Do you think the film would have been different with two other actresses?
Completely. I don't, to be honest, I've seen 60 person for the audition. And I would never do Astro with two other actresses, because when they met, Mara and Chloe didn't know each other, but they were eager to put a part of themselves in the play. And I don't think I've met anyone else who did that around me in my small area of like queer cinema. I don't say that the movie would have been better or worse with someone else, but it would totally be like, it would be super different. That's for sure.
This film has also an interesting visual elements, completely different. How do you manage to work with all these visual things?
I call them patterns because I kind of see them as if I was stitching images and visuals together. First, I think I had so many layers of visuals because I was working with materials that were cheap to me at this time, which means that I got a camera from someone and that person told me it only shoots with DV, which are like very old 80s, 90s tape. And I was like, fine, I used that when I was younger to shoot my family and stuff, so I know how to use it. And then also as an artist, plastician, I'm doing video work. I shoot a lot of stuff with my phone. So I was like, okay, maybe I need to connect all of that. And it was very interesting because when we did the color grading at one of the last steps, most of the time when you do color grading, you ask them to uplift your image. And we asked the opposite. We're like, we need to like break the image that were shot in like 4K and like make it as rough as possible so that it just fits with the rest. And then the layering is also how I process information in my head. So it felt legit to do it in the film.
When working in a film like that, that it took 7 years, as you said, how do you know when it is end?
It's a good question. My producer told me when we started working together, at some point, you're gonna have to stop. Like, you need to be very aware of the fact that this can take years. And I was like, yeah, I know. And actually, I felt it at some point. At some point, I couldn't work on it after 5 years, I think. I was like, I'm done. This is not gonna, it doesn't look like what I want to do. And I took, I think, 5 or 6 months off and did something completely, completely different. And then I came back to the film because obviously I didn't want it to left it unfinished, but I didn't add any energy and I didn't know where to, like how to take it to make it mine. And that actually occurs at the same time as my transition. And that's when I realized like, oh, actually maybe I don't really want to do a movie on just breaking up. It's also like, it's like a coming of age movie. But it's also like entering into a new self. And I think after a breakup, this is what happens as well. It's like a reconstruction. And then when I felt that this reconstruction of the movie and myself was stable, I was like, okay, I'm not touching it anymore. And I'm glad because since we started screening, I don't feel that it could have been better. So it's good.
In fact, I wrote coming of age with a question mark because I think it's a coming of age, but it's not only a coming of age, yeah. Right?
It's very in between. I've been very, very influenced by coming of age movies. I've watched like a shit tons of teenage whatever comedy, whatever drama. But I think it has elements of coming of age movie. We don't see the parents. There is this kind of like freedom spirit, whatever. But at the same time, I don't think it can be a coming of age movie because I was still myself not like out. It's like, it's very, I have a friend, who is a writer and who saw it a few weeks ago And he wrote something that I thought was very relevant on the movie. He said, Astro is the movie that we would have wanted to do when we were teenagers. And I think that's really it. I was like, I wanted to do movies when I was a teenager. And then I made it. And I made it with everything I wanted to have when I was younger.
Why Astro?
Because of the, in the last scene, I mean, at the end of the générique, we see this place called Astro. It's in the state, in California, and it's a diner. And the book that I wrote when I was 17, which is based, like the base of Astro, was written on like flying paper, you know, from school. And I've put all of them in a notebook when I was 17. And I've stuck a picture of a woman in front of that diner that I probably cut off like a very cheesy magazine. And it was this diner. So I was like, when I was looking for a title, I was like, oh, maybe I can put that. And then I'll see if I'll keep it. And when I went shooting in LA, I went there. I went to the diner. It was kind of a pèlerinage. I don't know how you say that. When you walk to somewhere to find like face or whatever. Like a pilgrim, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I went there and I was so excited to be in that space that I've been like hunting my fantasy of the States for so long. And I've asked to talk to the owner of the place to thank him. I don't know why. And the guy didn't give a shit. Like, really, he was like 80, he was grumpy, and he was really like, yeah, fine, whatever, do you want to order something? And I was like, yes. So I stayed there and I ate like a hamburger. And I, for me, it was like mind blowing to be there after so many time. And then I kept it. And it's also the name of, but I don't know the word in English. When I was younger, my parents used to buy us this game, this money game, where you scratch to know if you're going to get money. And in France, one of them, which is very famous, is called Astro. And we always got one Astro each for vacation. And there was a bit of a joke of like, oh, what you going to do if you win the jackpot? And I was always like, I'm going to make a movie. So I was like, I did a movie, so I'm going to call it like this.
This is your first feature film. What's next now? Now that you're finally close this chapter of your directorial life.
Well, when I finished Astro, I was like, I'm not going to do movie again. Of course, like I think a lot of directors that are like self-produced. But then I was lying to myself because I'm working on a new feature, which is a sci-fi movie. So nothing in common with Astro. And it's a queer feature, a dystopia. And it talks about the story of a young non-binary sex worker and her trans mask boyfriend. And they are crossing a world of despair to find a community which is going to help them blossom.
Can't wait to see.
It's going to be very good. I think we're going to have to be patient on that one because we need a lot of money, but it's on the path, it's on the right path.
Well, finger crossed then. And can't wait to have you here again at FRED.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Nikki. I'm Federica Scarpa, and this is FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.